الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين. وبعد، in a video before this we played a recording. I'm not sure if it was a video, but it shows like a recording audio for Hamza Yusuf making fun of Muwahideen, the Muwahideen who call to Tawheed, and equating them with Trinitarian Christians, the Amish. Watch that video where we responded to Hamza Yusuf and the other man who was making fun of those who call to Tawheed. Those who call to Tawheed are not called Wahhabis. There isn't anything called Wahhabis. They are Salafis. They call to the Quran and Sunnah and the way of Salaf al-Salih. They are for Tawheed and against Shirk. This is what troubles Sufis like Hamza Yusuf, who says, on top of making takfir on the Muwahideen, the Wahhabis, this is a man who says Buddha in the Quran. Buddha in the Quran. That's his article. He wrote it. Inshallah, we'll talk about it later. Soon, inshallah. This is a man who says that Christians don't really believe in three gods. They believe in one God. Everyone, I think, I hope, on the face of the earth, understands from Trinity the number tri, three. They call their religion Trinity, man. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran warns them against this shirk. لا تقولوا ثلاثة. Do not say three. إنما هو إله واحد. He is only one إله. الله أكبر. Hamza Yusuf is a man who says that the Islamic creed was rescued by Buddhist logic. MashaAllah. So we'll play the video again, this time, the whole thing. Now, we spoke about the part where he makes takfir on Muslims by calling them, they just like Amish, Ku Klux Klan. Today, we speak about the beginning and the end of the recording, the audio, the video.
Wahhabism?
Yes, sorry, I probably said it wrong.
Yeah. Well, look, the Muslims are not monolithic, and so you have... The vast majority of Muslims historically have been called Sunnis, with about 15% called Shia. Within those groups, there's also some differences, but overall, both of those groups, the Sunnis and Shias, accepted each other as Muslims. They differed on certain things, but they did not excommunicate or anathematize the other. There is a strain of Islam that emerged about 200 years ago. That was a reformist movement. It's very much in line with the kind of puritanical Christian movements that emerged in England as well. And you know, so in essence, they're kind of like the best of them are like grumpy Amish. You know, they just kind of want to be left alone
with weapons. And
and the worst of them are like the worst of the Ku Klux Klan. And it's kind of between that. So unfortunately, it's a reality that we have to deal with as a community. Now, one of the problems is that the petrodollars has enabled massive amounts of literature that I would consider pretty extreme to flood the Arab world. And so a lot of modern Arab youth have really been indoctrinated into a type of Islam that historically was very alien to Islam. And the bitter fruit of that is now emerging in places like Syria, Libya, Iraq, and Yemen. But historically, the Muslims, I mean, they have a lot of blights on their history, undeniably. But overall, I think Greg mentioned earlier, you know, for a pre-modern civilization, it was one of the most enlightened. It was certainly highly tolerant of other cultures and civilizations. It was very eclectic. It took from other cultures and civilizations. And also, it protected Christian churches. There's a reason why those churches are being destroyed now in Iraq. Why weren't they destroyed before? Why were they standing for over 1,000 years? The Christians were there long before the Muslims, and the Muslims honored them. And you can look at the Syriac writings. A Muslim has the key to the Church of the Sepulchre to this day. He opens it every morning at dawn to resolve one of the conflicts that the Christians had when the Muslims first got there. So, and I was just with, we were in Marrakesh for a conference protecting religious minorities in the Muslim land. And there was a Yazidi man from Iraq. His name is Baba Sheikh. You can Google him. He's one of the Yazidi leaders. He was there. He came up to me after his talk. I was talking to him, and he said, listen, nobody amongst the Yazidis believes this is Islam. We know what Islam is. He said, I know Islam better than most Muslims. He said, we've lived with Muslims for centuries, and that's why we're still here. These are criminals. And the truth is, many of these, you know, these Sabians and Yazidis and Druze and these other religious groups, they know that this is not Islam. But unfortunately, it only takes one generation to break that link.
Oh, yeah.
And so people are going to forget. And that's my fear, you know, is that people will start associating these things with Islamic behavior.
Video. I don't care. What I care about is what this man says, because towards the end of the video, the audio recording, he says that he met Baba Sheikh, the Imam, according to him, the Imam of the Yazidis. He met Baba Sheikh. And Baba Sheikh said that those who attacked the Yazidis in Iraq, they're not really, you know, Muslims. Because Baba Sheikh says that he knows Islam better than most Muslims. Well, if you are meeting Hamza Yusuf, maybe you are a different kind of Islam. Buddha in the Quran. Okay. And he says that those who attacked the Yazidis and burned churches, they're criminals. We have been saying that the Salafis, whom Hamza Yusuf calls Wahhabis, the Salafis call to the Quran and Sunnah and the way of the Prophet's companions, radiyallahu anhum ajma'een, are the only group who have been, since the beginning of Islam until today, fighting against the creed of the Khawarij, because they are Khawarij. They are a deviant group. The Salafis are the only one who are exposing the Khawarij for what they are, just criminals. So Baba Sheikh said the truth here, that they are criminals. They don't represent Islam. And the Salafis are the only ones who have been fighting against the ideology, the creed of the Khawarij. I wrote books about it. Since I started calling to the way of the Salaf al-Salih, in 1984, in public, I wrote books against the Khawarij. Inshallah ta'ala, inshallah, this year we'll have the second edition of my book, Holy Wars, Crusades, Jihad, where I speak about the Khawarij at length and make a distinction between them and the Salafis. So it's just a part of the campaign Hamza Yusuf has to distort Islam. And he says a lot more dangerous things about the religion. We'll talk about that later. But so I wanted to hear agree with Hamza Yusuf and Baba Sheikh that those who committed these acts in Iraq by attacking the Yazidis, stealing their girls and raping them, I called them rape years ago, and destroying churches that existed since before Islam came, they are criminals. But their criminality is because they go against the Islamic creed, the Islamic practices, the way of a Salaf al-Salih. In that regard, Hamza Yusuf is a Khawarij. And this is a man who says the Islamic creed was rescued by Buddhist logic. Wake up. Yeah, people who listen to this man in the hundreds of thousands. I said, I'm going to repeat this question a lot. What's wrong with you? The first part of this audio video recording, Hamza Yusuf says that something that is remarkable. I was raised in a house where we were not allowed, and my house, that my own family, I don't allow it for anyone to say foul words unless the Sunnah allows it, because the Sunnah does allow in some circumstances. That's not the topic today. So something remarkable, with stress on the last part of the word, was mentioned today by Hamza Yusuf. I didn't know that the trouble between Sunnis and Shia that started during the time of Ali ibn Abi Talib, hundreds of years before Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab was born, that all these troubles started because of the Wahhabis. I didn't know that. The Shias and Sunnis, it appears, they were kissing each other and hugging each other. Oh, my brother, yeah, mashallah. My brother, I'm a Sunni, I'm a Shia. Oh, mashallah, Allahu Akbar. Imam Ibn Kathir, who wrote the Tafsir of Ibn Kathir, Allah blessed me to translate a half of Tafsir Ibn Kathir into English for Dar es Salaam. Imam Ibn Kathir wrote another book that's very important, Al-Bidayah wa-Nihaya, the beginning and the end. It's about history. So many times, Ibn Kathir says, and this year, fighting erupted between the Sunnis and Shias in Baghdad. Next year, and this year, in another area. Next year, in another area. They were fighting each other all the time. But you know, Hamza Yusuf says, you know, they have some differences. Did not excommunicate each other. So they communicated each other. Let's see. What about the books Imam Ibn Taymiyyah wrote where he refuted the Shia? What about the statements Imam Shafi'i said about the Shia? All because of the Wahhabis, right? What about Al-Kafi, the book of the Shia that mentions all kinds of kufr, shirk, fusuq, and isyan, full of lies? But Al-Kafi is more important to the Shia than Bukhari and Muslim to Muslims. Note what I said here. Shia, Muslims. They had small differences. So according to Hamza Yusuf, everybody was okay with each other, did not excommunicate each other. Things were all nice and mashallah, wonderful, until the Wahhabis came and then they started fighting each other. Mashallah. So the Iranians, the Ja'faris in Iran, the Iranian Shia Ja'faris, who are suppressing the Iranian Muslims, the Sunnis, so badly, with violence in Iran itself. There are so many Iranian Muslims, so many of them. Ask them what happened to them at the hands of Khomeini and his religion and his state. All that didn't happen. It's because of the Wahhabis. The killing of hundreds of thousands of Muslims in Iraq, Syria, and Yemen by the Ja'faris. It didn't happen. Hamza Yusuf, have you read any of the books by Khomeini? What does this have to do with the Wahhabis? Where he says Abu Bakr and Umar changed the Quran. I can't read it slower than this. I don't have it. Abu Bakr and Umar changed the Quran. Who clearly calls Sunnis kuffar. I have a book about this. The Jewish temple rebuilt by the Shia. I have it on my website, islamlife.com. You see the logo here, islamlife.com. Read about what Khomeini said. Did Hamza Yusuf ever hear of Al-Kafi with all the kufr in it, where they claim the Quran was changed by Abu Bakr and Umar? The Sahaba all became kuffar after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam died, or the curses against the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, especially Aisha, calling her Zaniya, the books of the Shia, hundreds of years before Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab ever came to this earth to call to Tawheed, which is the Tawheed of the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that they spread all over the world by the teaching of the Quran and the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They spread Tawheed all over the world. But this Shia called the Sahaba kuffar. It's in their books, Habibi. Sorry again, I made a mistake. I don't mean you're a Habibi. It's in their books. Yeah, no Habibi. I don't like you. Until you come back to this Islam, if you ever have been in it, I don't know. What Muslim would say that those who call the Quran fake and the Sahaba kuffar, are they okay? They didn't excommunicate each other. So you haven't been reading the books of the Shia. One of the books of the Shia, written hundreds and hundreds of years ago by someone who's revered by the Ja'faris of all types and the Shia. Faslul Khitab fi ithbati tahrifi kitabi rabbil arbab. Faslul Khitab, this is the end of the discussion. Khalas, no more discussion. Oh, Shia, no more taqiyya, no more lying and saying you don't believe in this. He brought hundreds and hundreds of quotes from all kinds of Shia. Fi ithbati, in proving or regarding proving, tahrifi, the changing, corrupting, kitabi, the book of Rabbil Arbab. Look at the title. Ya Hamza Yusuf, wake up. You still have time. Wallah, you still have time to become Muslim. You still have time. Read the books of the Shia before Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab ever came to this earth. The books of the Imams before Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, what they wrote against the Shia and exposing their religion and the kufr. So we have differences with the Shia. Maybe to you, minor differences, because you still have a problem, Buddha in the Quran. But we don't have that problem. You have it. You have it here. And maybe it will still stay here as long as you keep dancing with the Sufis. You know, like a cat running after its tail and saying poems of shirk. I explained that in another video. Come to Islam, learn it. Stop this. Wallah, you have time. And a lot of people listen to you. So you are causing so much trouble for yourself with Allah on the Day of Judgment with all this rubbish, with all this la ilaha illallah. So the Shia and Sunnis did not excommunicate each other. What are you talking about? You're a liar. You are a liar and ignorant, jahil. read the books before Muhammad Abdul Wahhab came, instead of sticking it to those who call to Tawheed, that they're the ones who caused all this trouble. They didn't excommunicate each other. You mean there is an Islamic imam, a Muslim imam, who said that saying the Quran was changed and corrupted by the Sahaba, all of whom became kuffar after the Prophet died. Aisha became a zaniya after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam died. Allah feels remorse and denying Allah's names and attributes, which is something dear to your heart, Mr. Hamza Yusuf. Those who do these five things, they're okay Muslims? No excommunication? Then when are you going to cut the communication with people who say the Quran was changed? Sahaba became kuffar. When and where? And all this killing that the Shia have started so horribly for the past 20, 30 years against Muslims. The killing, the destruction. They did that in the spirit of love and no excommunication. These are Sunnis, you know. You're a Sunni, I know. I love you very much. Tush, tush, tush. Look at Syria, what happened. They expelled so many Muslims from their land and farms in Syria and villages and brought all these Ja'faris to reside there. And you're saying the Wahhabis are the cause of this? The Wahhabis caused Khomeini to call people like you a kafir, Nasibi, the Nawasib are kuffar? That's what the Khomeini says. He has a dua against the two idols of Quraysh, Abu Bakr and Umar, cursing them and their daughters. These are not excommunicated by you. Who you think you are? We need to communicate with you first about Islam before you can say these people excommunicated, didn't not. What's excommunicated? Say takfir. Say takfir. Say takfir. Say takfir. Because this is the word we have. And even some kuffar today who are not Arab or Muslim, of course, they say takfir. They say kufr. Kuffar. They use it because we have been using it for so long against those who are committing kufr, which is designated as kufr in the book of Allah and by the words of his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In summary, the three parts of this audio, video, recording between two jokers making fun on behalf of or against those who call to Tawheed of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Don't worship dead people. Don't invoke dead people. Don't invoke trees and all other stuff. Pray fast. Making fun against these Muslims and comparing them to Trinitarian kuffar. One brother asking me that, can we call Hamza Yusuf a Muslim anymore? Well, you tell me. You tell me. They're telling me hundreds of thousands of people listen to Hamza Yusuf and 300 people listen to you. Well, on the day of judgment, some prophets will come back to Allah having few people who became Muslim by their hands, who believed in them. Some of them will come with no followers. So the numbers, you can keep it in your pocket until you meet Allah having supported this man called to clear kufr. Now, some people might start arguing with me, how you call it kufr? Now, instead of talking about Hamza Yusuf, I'll talk about you, the one who says that all these things that Hamza Yusuf is saying and what the Shia are saying is not kufr. So we'll talk about you then, instead of Hamza Yusuf. I have never been a coward in my life. And having this kind of color or beard, I have no incentive or desire or intention to be a coward towards the end of my life, because I want to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having defended Tawheed, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa radiyallahu anhum ajma'in, Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali, and the rest of the companions, Hafsa, Aisha, our mothers, the mothers of the believers. Wake up, Muslims, wake up. Wake up, for it's too late. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give Muslims the good understanding of Islam and the courage to say the truth and support Islam and shun and abandon those callers to all kind of kufr, shirk, fusuq, asyan, deviation. And Allah gave us all the proofs we need to succeed in this mission at these difficult times. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.